The National Association of Broadcasters will be holding their annual convention September 20th through the 23rd in San Francisco. This year, they have quite a few interesting speakers and workshops scheduled. With all the glitz and propaganda that the NAB publishes about its conferences, it's not difficult for one to read between the lines. It's not just coincidence that certain people are scheduled to speak or slated to be an award recipient. It's also not coincidence that many of the workshops are related to anti-LPFM action, racial exploitation, congressional cooperation, or even how to ace out other media advertising like newspapers. The NAB's CEO, Eddie Fritz, has been one of the aggressors against LPFM. He so far has given Congress over $6,000 personally to influence policymaking. He is hosting the FCC's Policymaker Breakfast, honoring one of the five FCC commissioners. The honoree is none other than Harold Furchgoth Roth, the only commissioner who was against LPFM. The keynote speaker is former Joint Chiefs of Staff General Colin Powell. Now, why, might you ask, would General Powell be a keynote speaker at a broadcaster's convention? Good question. We have found the connection between General Powell and the broadcast industry. Not only is he the official NAB spokesperson, but his son, Michael Powell, is a seated FCC commissioner. The NAB's 2000 National Radio Award recipient is Jeffrey Smullyan, chairman and CEO of Emmis Communications, which owns stations in several of the major markets, including Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago. Coincidentally enough, so far this year, Smullyan has contributed $10,000 to the NAB's Political Action Committee, also known as TARPAC. I hope that award is worth the money. One of the super sessions features Clear Channel CEO Lowry Mays. Clear Channel is the largest radio group in the United States and is directly affiliated with the leveraged buyout investment firm Hicks, Muse, Tate & First. Mays will be the focus of a candid discussion about broadcasting's challenges and future. Translation, media domination, and the carefree attitude towards human casualties left in the wake. Some of the more interesting workshops planned include the exploitation of minority audiences, how to buy off Congress, tactics for dominating advertising markets, ways to deceive the public, and how to avoid paying for talent. Even the titles of these workshops imply deception and exploitation. You can read more about these highlights of the NAB convention in San Francisco at www.partytown.com/CMP. That's CMP, as in Corporate Media Portal. Check it out.